Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080 at KY Sports Radio. This segment is sponsored by Cornbread Hemp. They're sending us some new Cornbread Hemp.
Yes, they are.
It is Cornbread Hemp that is extra strength.
Gummies.
Extra strength gummies. Yeah. Five times as strong as what they've already sent.
Bring it on.
We're going to take them before the show one day and see how it goes?
Well,
spin some spider webs.
We'll see what happens. But Cornbread Hemp, I tell you, it will relieve your stress. The number one rated CBD company, over 1,000 five-star reviews. USDA certified organic CBD products made with signature full-spectrum flower-only hemp. Recommended by Forbes, Rolling Stone, and KSR. Visit cornbreadhemp.com and enter code KSR at checkout for 25% off your first order at Cornbread Hemp. You know, it's funny that when Werewolves of London, this is the time of year you hear it all the time. So they'll play it like during an NBC football game, and people will think KSR is coming on.
Yeah, it's automatic now when we hear it. You would think, well, time for KSR to start.
People always ask me, like, what's the reason? They think there's got to be some deep meaning. And there's not a deep thing. It was that I liked that show. I think literally I might have been listening to it as I came to the show that day.
Your first show, right? When
yeah,
your
Bill
first
Gentry,
show?
Well, it was like the Friday or Thursday before, and Bill Gentry was like, "We got to have a theme song. What do you want?" And I was like, "Ow!" And then that there, I just picked Werewolves of London. There was no thought into it. It just kind of happened.
So it could have been Conway Twitty. Could have been any song.
Oh, it could have been Lay You Down.
Boom, boom, yeah. Boom, boom.
Welcome
boom,
to KSR. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Well, that would have been a good one, actually. Yeah.
I heard on the pre-show a caller called in and told Shannon he should just take Werewolves of London for their show and tell you to deal with it.
Yeah, well, he can't
no,
do
no, we're not doing
there,
that.
There are some rules that are in place. Somebody told me in Middlesboro, we were talking about the haunted double wide. In Middlesboro, there's a haunted car wash.
How does that work? Someone die in the car wash?
I don't know. But like they're having it for Halloween, a haunted car wash. What now, how do you think that works?
You know, cuz the car washes aren't very long. You just walk through, they're going to turn the rollers on when you go through there and spray
some
how water.
They go?
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is you're in your car. So I feel like I would be like, "Well, I'm okay." Because I know
off.
I'm just in my car, and if this thing doesn't leave me alone, I'll just drive over them.
Maybe they...
Hey, Shannon, I'm hearing through the headphones again, but go ahead.
Maybe they let you walk through it. Maybe they got it designed that they shut it off and walk through it or something, make a loop.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm going to need to see what this looks like.
But anyway, so now you have an option. For Halloween, you can go up Johns Creek to a haunted double wide or down to Middlesboro for a haunted car wash.
I think we hit both.
Well, they're not close.
Not the shortest drive.
That won't be the easiest drive. Let's go over some news. More turmoil at Tennessee.
Oh, my. After what happened Saturday?
Jeremy Pruitt is threatening to sue the University of Tennessee to get his money. You know, they fired him, and I think they tried not to give him all his money. He's threatened to sue, and he has said, his lawyer said in a letter to the university that if they do not if they do not pay him, he will have a lawsuit filed that will include specific details about recruiting violations in the football program, the athletic department, and the basketball program.
Oh.
And said he will subpoena Rick Barnes to testify on record.
My goodness.
So Barnes comes out yesterday and goes, Pruitt's just mad, nothing happened, but now you know, stuff's going on. Pruitt versus Barnes versus Tennessee. I love it, Drew Franklin.
Called out Barnes, called out Phil Fulmer, called out boosters. I'd say Tennessee is going to do whatever they can to get Jeremy Pruitt very happy and moving on with his life.
Now, you might have thought this sounds a lot like what Dino Gaudio did.
Yes, it does.
But that goes to show you, you're basically allowed to extort if you have a lawyer do it.
You try to do it in Chris Mack's office, you can't
do
it.
This is why extortion is first of all, extortion is not supposed to be, in my opinion, what Dino did. Because extortion, I used to say this about Karen Cypher. When Karen Cypher got convicted of extortion, I said, and her lawyer made this argument in court. And when he said it, I thought to myself, you know, that's a pretty brilliant argument. He basically was like, when she said, pay me or else I'll do X, she was offering a settlement for a lawsuit. And I thought to myself, that's a pretty brilliant argument, because that's what's demand letters are, essentially extortion threats.
Yeah.
You're basically saying, pay this or I'm going to sue you. And in that suit, things are going to happen you don't like. I mean, that's what Dino did. It's just having a lawyer do it, I guess, makes it not extortion.
When I read the lawyer's statement, everything that came out about it, when I was reading it, I was like, this seems very threatening. Like it was.
Yeah. And you know, that argument didn't work for Karen Cypher, but listening to it, I thought, you know, if I was a judge, that's an interesting argument. That basically, when she wrote out, I'm going to go I'm going to file a suit against you unless you do X, Y, or Z. I mean, yeah, that is, I guess, extortion, but it's also like a demand letter for a lawsuit. And if she had had an attorney do it, I think she'd have been fine.
So if Dino had walked into Chris Mack's office with a letter?
I think if Dino's attorney had said, if you don't pay this, I will go forward with the NC.
It would have been okay?
I mean, how's that different than what Pruitt's doing?
Yeah, which seems to be okay. He can do it.
I mean, I don't think Pruitt's attorney would have done that if he thought they were going to get extortion claim.
I'm like Drew, though. I bet the University of Tennessee tries to settle this one by 12 o'clock today. Wanted to keep that closet door from opening.
It seems like he's wanting to burn it down. He had a lot of allegations.
You know what? Though, that's why you hire a bitter person. They'll turn back around on you.
Uh-huh.
But I think they're just going to have to pay him. I mean, I don't even know what they owe him, but like whatever it is, it's probably not worth bringing down your entire athletic department
right.
and your basketball program.
Right, right. With some skeletons maybe in that closet, you don't want it to open.
But there's a part of us that knew that Tennessee basketball had to have something going on.
He's been recruiting really, really well since he got there.
Really well.
Yeah.
And he was recruiting before they were good. Mm-hmm. You know?
Uh-huh.
What I think is funny is if the football program was cheating, how are you going to cheat and be bad?
Well, they did.
You know?
You have Jeremy Pruitt as your coach?
It's like if you cheat, you got to go 500. You can't lose to Vandy five times in a row and be cheating.
So, yeah, with him as the head coach, he's obviously responsible for that, even though he paid to bring these players in.
Yeah. So this is definitely something to watch over the course of time.
I didn't know that story. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be entertaining to watch, probably.
It's a tough week for the Vols.
By the way, I'm a little disappointed. I haven't heard from any Browns fans. Maybe there are no Browns fans. People acted like the Browns are like an army. Maybe they're not an army.
I don't know. When I go out and watch NFL games on Sundays, you feel like I see a disproportionate amount of Browns jerseys.
So do
sometimes.
I.
Yeah. And I think for Lexington,
apparently there's a Lexington Browns group that meets at a restaurant, so maybe that's part of it. But still, I would have thought that there are Browns fans that listen to this show.
Yeah, and I said, you know, I think I've always said Lexington's kind of a Browns fan club base outside. You wouldn't think so because Frank Minifield played there for so many years. Now Jedrick's there, so I thought there's Browns fans here.
I really like Jedrick, but I think you're giving the Jedrick part. A little much. I mean, he didn't go to Kentucky.
No, but he obviously, like, classmates, teammates, friends, families, they would all come, I think. We had something.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, we may have it tomorrow. Will you take care of that?
Well, yeah, but he's not playing, you said, yet, so.
So then they won't come.
Maybe right. They won't come.
We got to call Tim Couch's friends and family.
Oh, I forgot about Couch.
Yeah,
I would have gone with Tim Couch over Couch. Jedrick Wills bringing up that.
Listen, yeah. he's still getting ready for the Louisville-Clemson game coming up in a few weeks. So, yeah, somebody wrote me and said, when choosing between the bowl game and the Tubby retirement, Ryan's going to see if Louisville plays that night. which I think is possibly what you will do.
That's funny. You never know.
Also on the Tennessee side, Mark Story wrote a story for the Herald Leader in which he said that he wondered if the Tennessee situation last weekend proves that Mitch Barnhart is right about not allowing alcohol at the games. I like Story a lot. He did it in a little bit of kind of a passive-aggressive way where he's like, I'm not saying this, but if you read it, he was kind of saying, I think Barnhart was right. Do you think that the throwing of the bottles and stuff makes Mitch right about alcohol?
I don't know if it makes it right, but it gives him a little more leverage, I think, on his argument that that's why he doesn't want alcohol in our stadium so situations like this don't happen here. I think it gives him a little more validity.
So, well, go ahead, Drew. What do you think?
I just know that when I was sitting in Marietta, Georgia, watching all those the bottles land on the field on TV, I thought, well, there goes beer at Kentucky for another X amount of years, because yeah. I'm sure Mitch Barnhart said that and just reassured his position. I don't agree. I don't have that belief, but I think Mitch Barnhart.
How many games are there across the country? How many stadiums are there, pro, college, etc., where there are alcohol?
Oh, a bunch.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
Right? How many times has that happened?
Not like it happened Saturday night in Knoxville.
So you're going to blame the alcohol for the fact Tennessee fans are nuts?
We're going to ban mustard, too?
I mean, the other places find a way to do it.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know. There was a picture that Ole Miss fans threw some stuff on a basketball court. There was no alcohol at that game.
Right.
I mean, do I think that there's a marginal chance that alcohol makes it a little more likely that things are crazy? Yeah, but remember, this stuff was thrown from the student section. How many students you think are paying $12 for a beer? And did you see what was thrown? It was mostly water bottles. It's a water bottle. You think all those drunk kids were out, let's go get some water. Like, I mean, they're, you know, I just don't buy that. I don't think it has... I think that's one of those things that if you're looking for a reason to not do it, you just say that, and then it makes it seem like that's a good argument.
Yeah, I feel like, and you guys, I don't know what you think about it, that he's going to use that, though, for his
argument.
Well, he
can, but that would be, in my opinion, faulty. Yeah. It's sort of like what I've said before about the one and done. When people say, well, you can't win a title with one and done because it's only happened twice. Well, there's only two teams doing it. So you're telling me that the teams that aren't one and done get 350 shots at it a year, the one and done teams get two, and then when they only win 2 of 10, that sometimes proves something? I actually think 2 of 10 with that ratio is amazingly high, Drew.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, especially when you include pros, there's God knows how many games that go off with no problems where people had beer and had a good time and went home. But the Tennessee Vols are going to be Tennessee Vols. And I'm just of my belief think that probably ruined it for us for even longer.
It probably did.
Yeah.
But I don't think it necessarily should have. And again, Mark Story said in his article that he doesn't really drink. Well, neither do I. Okay. I mean, like, this isn't about me getting to do it. It's just in general, you know, what I think makes rational sense.
It's more the fan base probably than the alcohol that happened Saturday night.
Tennessee fans are ridiculous.
And the circumstances of Lane Kiffin being back. I mean, there was a lot going on there.
If you rank fan bases in terms of people you would want to introduce to your parents, Tennessee would be last.
Dead last.
I mean, Tennessee, most parents would be like, bring me 2 Louisville fans before I want 1 Tennessee fan in my house, absent Dwayne.
Yeah, what if you bring a girl?
And your dad.
So instead of continuing to ban alcohol at Kroger Field, let's just ban Tennessee fans.
I think that's good. I'm for it.
There's our solution.
You want to ban Tennessee fans?
We'll have beer and no Tennessee fans.
Why not? Let's make that resolution right now.
I think it's good. Who's next?
John Short.
John Short, how are you?
How y'all doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okie dokie. It was not a good game last Saturday night. We lost to Georgia. Not a good game at all. But what about Saturday? Mississippi State?
We did lose. Vegas. That's true.
And, huh?
Yeah, there, it's a delay, John, so you're just going to have to talk.
Okay, also, we're going to be University of Arkansas in volleyball Friday and Saturday night. So we'll be Arkansas Friday, Saturday in volleyball. I know y'all haven't talked about it. I know we're going, and it's good that Lynn Henry Smith, it's good that his jersey's going to retire in Rupp Arena. That is good news.
Yeah.
Great,
yes, it is. It is. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. The volleyball team's doing well, by the way. You know, they had a little bit of a rough start, but they've not lost since the Louisville game, and they are now number 5 in the country. Louisville's number 2, and I think Western's like number 12. We've got a lot of volleyball in this state.
In this state, yeah. UK team, I think, still number 1 in the SEC.
Yes.
Still going to win maybe probably the SEC again. So they got a little dynasty going.
Yes.
When they lost to Western, I didn't realize Western was so good. I kind of thought that might be.
Did we lose to Western?
Yeah, didn't Kentucky lose to Western?
We lost to Louisville. I don't think we lost to Western.
Maybe I made that up then.
Yeah, I think that was in
your head. Well, regardless, they had the bad loss early in the year, and I thought it might be a disappointing season, but they've been great ever since.
I watched that Louisville game, a lot of it. It was a wild atmosphere. They had it in like some arena at Louisville I didn't even know existed.
Oh, really?
And it was wild.
Yeah.
It was a good atmosphere. 502-571-1080. Text machine is 772-774-5254. We are here at KS Bar. You can come have lunch. That is quite a hat you have. I don't know if everybody has one of those, but if they do, they should come out, and we will take a break and be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080, or send us the Kentucky brand at KSR Tweet of the Day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Now for more news on the blue, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
He ain't got my smile. That don't bother me a bit.
He's all right, so this is, what's his name?
Elvie Shane.
Elvie?
E-L-V-I-E. Elvie.
Never heard the name Elvie.
Yeah.
Elvie Shane. This is the number one country song in America. And Elvie Shane apparently lives in Monticello.
Yes, I didn't know that. A guy sent me a text. I've heard this song a lot lately. And it makes a little tearjerker. It'll get you a little emotional.
I think I'll be fine.
Get a little emotional.
It's in my. Why is he from Monticello, or he just took up residence because of the hamburgers at the pool hall?
Maybe that's what it was. It says he's from Caneyville, but lives in Monticello.
Where's Caneyville? Is that? I don't think that's down there. Is it?
I've heard of that town.
I've heard of
Caneyville. Is goodness, Grayson.
Okay,
Grayson County.
Grayson County.
I'm pretty sure.
He's
yeah,
right.
Crazy guy.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's
yeah.
Interesting. That's weird you would go from Caneyville to
Monticello. Well, maybe he wanted to live by
the
lake.
Pool hall.
The pool
the
hall.
Lake.
Yeah.
So this is, and his name is Elvie.
Elvie Shane.
Elvie sounds like a name my mom would have told me I have a cousin in Sneedville name.
Named Elvie.
Mom be like, you know your cousin, Elvie. And I'm like, no, I don't, but I'm sure he's a wonderful person.
Yeah.
So
this
Elvie,
is the number one country
number
song.
Number one
right
song
now.
In America. I didn't even know a Kentuckian sang it.
It's called My Boy?
No, My Boy. It's a tearjerker.
So far, I'm good.
It's about his stepson. Said, you know, he ain't got my name, he ain't got my eyes, he ain't got my smile, but he's still my boy.
That's a good message.
That is a nice message. I think, I think Larry sang this like 20 years ago.
That's right. It's you and Larry.
That's right. He doesn't sing exactly like this.
This is a remake.
It's a remake of a Larry Blondell hit.
I can see him playing the bass guitar. Boom, 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 and go into this song.
I could see it, too. Thank you. All right. Well, congrats to Elvie.
Yeah.
502-571-1080. By the way, the haunted car wash also goes by the name, Drew, Tunnel of Terror.
Oh, did we figure out, are we driving in it or washing
yeah.
it?
It's October 29th. It's a one-day affair.
Oh, my.
One day, Friday, October 29th, the Tunnel of Terror. In Middlesboro, the haunted car wash. If anyone goes, and let's say we're not there, but if anyone goes, please take a video. I'd like to see what happens in the Tunnel of Terror.
So what? I mean, seriously, if they drive through it, are there like bodies falling from the ceiling on their hood of their car?
I think there are bodies that put dents in your car.
Yeah.
That's what makes it a Tunnel of Terror, is that it ruins your car.
Yeah, spiders come crawling all over the car from
they knock out your back windshield with a hammer.
Yeah.
Make sure insurance go up.
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody said it was going to be positive. I'm just kidding. Actually, my mom tells me I know the owners.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Schaffners.
Oh, of course, the Schaffners.
The Schaffners that own it. You've met one of the Schaffners.
Friends of the Hose, I bet, down there.
I think they are friends of the Hose.
Uh-huh.
The Schaffners and the Hose are friends.
And Dick Tamer.
And Dick Tamer. They're all friends. We're all friends in Middlesbrough.
Of course you are.
The Schaffners, the Hose, the Tamers, the Blondells, the Bobobs. We're
Greens.
All friends in Middlesbrough.
Is there an Elvie in any of those?
I don't know any Elvies, unfortunately, there. The Conference USA is losing six teams to the American Conference.
My goodness, I didn't realize that.
Florida Atlantic, Charlotte, North Texas, Texas San Antonio, Rice, and UAB will all be moving to the American. You know, the American lost Cincinnati and other teams. What? Who else did they lose? They lost like three teams.
Houston.
There was one more. Cincinnati, Ohio. Who was the other one? Because they didn't pick Memphis. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So they ended up. So now, you know, who cares, right? But that hurts Western. You know, Western's in Conference USA.
Yeah.
And now Conference USA is just you know, falling apart. What does Western do?
They've got to find another home. Also, I think at this point, right?
So where do you go?
Well, what, Murray State and EKU that went? When Murray State went to the.
Murray State, it's not been officially announced, but sources tell KSR they'll be joining the Valley.
The Valley, Missouri Valley.
Eastern joined the...
Sun Belt?
No, they joined the... I don't know what they joined. They joined the something. Eastern
They moved conferences.
So maybe Western tries to go to the Missouri Valley route, play with them. I don't know.
If you're the Missouri... Well, but see, Western's got a football thing. Right? Missouri Valley's not Division I football, so Western's got to go somewhere they can play some football.
And they've got some pretty good football.
Heck yeah, they do.
So that really hurts Western. I mean, they lost... Basically, their conference has been decimated now.
Yeah. Well, they'll fold, probably. Won't they fold?
No, I mean, I think they'll probably try to get other people to come to them. And I mean, it's all just a trickle-down effect. And then there'll be teams like Lincoln Memorial that move up. And so, like, I mean, it's a trickle-down effect. But, I mean, it seems like to me that conference – that when I think of these conferences, there's the Big Five, right?
Yeah.
And then I kind of think the sixth one is the American, right? And then I think there's a group that's like Mountain West, Sun Belt – you know, a couple of those, and I think this really hurts the Sun Belt because, you know, I put them as a third-tier conference, and now they've lost all their teams.
Well, you know, lifelong Hilltopper here. I'm very worried about Western's future now. Six of the teams in that conference are disappearing.
And the Bowlings, too. My mom wanted to make sure we're all
the
friends.
Bowlings.
Yeah, the Schaffners, the Bowlings, the Hoes, the Tamers, the Bobobs, and the Blondells.
What a clan of characters right there.
That's right. Who's next?
Donnie.
Donnie, got about a minute. Go ahead, Donnie. 30 seconds, Donnie.
Got two things. Elvie moved to Monticello because, well, something better than a pool room hamburger. His girlfriend's from here in Monticello.
Oh, Donnie, sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead. What was your other thing? Quickly. We got to go to a break.
Well, the other thing is, didn't Pruitt open himself up now, Matt, for subpoena since he's admitted he knows of recruiting violations?
We'll get that on the other side. Thank you for the call, Donnie. We'll be right back. This is KSR.
Can't be more than a mile.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Haunted car wash.
Did you play this as you pull in?
I think you pull in. It makes the atmosphere not quite as scary.
Yeah.
But you come in and you're just working at the haunted car wash.
See, they just get you real excited before they terrorize you.
Yeah.
I got more info on Elvie Shane.
Okay.
He was on American Idol, and he married a girl from Monticello.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. And so they moved back there.
He moved back
there. When was he on American Idol?
Not sure.
It's Ruben Studdard or Clay Aiken?
I don't know. I haven't watched American Idol in a long, long time.
I'm amazed those shows still are going on. It's amazing how much is happening.
Well, The Masked Singer is the one you want to watch now. That's the good one.
I don't want to watch it.
Can you even get a record deal now just by being good, or do you have to win The Voice or American Idol?
I don't know.
Who's Got Talent or something. Like
I mean,
that.
I think you got to do something. You got either that or win Squid Game, or like you have to do something in order. You can't just be a person, have a TikTok. Did you see the story that they've done studies and they think TikTok is giving children ticks?
Yes, I did see that.
Uh-huh. Should have been warned with the name
TikTok.
It's right in front of us the whole time.
What? That's kind of I do think phones are changing. Listen, I think phones have been, made it difficult for me to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean it. Like, I've had to – I can see a difference when I turn my phone off and how well I sleep or not.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because like, you were doing that at first.
Well, I did. So, like, I did – once I got out of the hospital, I was struggling for a little while. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to start turning my phone off at, like, 10:30 or whatever. Uh-huh. And I did that, and I started sleeping well. And then in the last few weeks, I kind of got lazy about it, and it—I think it came back a little bit. I think I genuinely think that these phones, especially with young people, but I think they're changing people's like—I don't think they're changing people's brains like waves or anything. I just think it changes our attention spans, and I think it's—I think it's a big deal.
I think they become addictive to it.
Yes,
like you can't even sit down and have a meal and talk to your family or your friends because you're always got to check your phone every 3 or 4 minutes.
I don't think there's any doubt that it becomes addictive behavior. And I think you're I have to think, and there may have been studies about this, I don't know. If there's not, there will be, that it becomes like that your brain or whatever is like, give me this stimulus right now.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's certainly something. So it wouldn't surprise me that for kids who are on it all the time that it might create some sort of thing like that.
Yeah. Go to a restaurant, it used to be rude to pull out your phone. Now everybody at every table is on their phone. Like, everywhere, heck, driving. Look around. Everyone in their car is on their phone.
Everyone. I've started, and this has been good for me, but I've started, like, just having periods where I just say, this is off during this period of time for, like, 2 or 3 hours. Because if it's sitting next to me, I will look at it.
Yeah.
You know what? Even if I don't want to look at it, I just do because it's there. So, like, at Georgetown, you know, where I am gets no service. So for like 3 hours, it's off. And that's a very pleasant 3 hours.
Well, you can enjoy the lovely art of teaching young
minds. Today are their oral projects. That's their group projects today.
And they still don't know what side they got to take.
They won't find out what it's happening until they show up.
To me, that is the hook. Makes me want to go watch it. All of a sudden, they're sitting there. Okay, which side I got?
You are the plaintiff. You are the defendant.
Go.
Here we go. Well, I mean, not go. They get like 10 minutes to.
Oh, discuss. I wouldn't even give them 10 minutes. I'd just say this.
What, you just want to make this a torture rack?
Yes.
The point is, this is an educational moment.
We want to see how well they perform under pressure.
No, that's not what we want to see. We want to see, are they. This is. I'm not trying to give them a job. I'm trying to see, do they know the material? The reason you have them do both sides and learn it is, in my opinion, you don't really understand the law until you can argue both sides. You might not believe both sides, but you need to be able to argue both sides so you understand where it comes from. So if I give them one side and it's the side that's the losing side, they might not ever actually learn the whole thing.
Right.
Got to learn it both ways.
That's right. You don't seem convinced.
Oh, no, I am convinced. Yes. I like your strategy here.
Yes, but I do think a couple of the students are nervous.
Well, I bet they all are really nervous. Because just performing in front of your classmates enough is nervous. Now you give them this.
Is nervous.
Well, while you're doing that, we got a big Kentucky basketball media day this afternoon.
Oh, too. That's today?
Yeah. I know, so you have your class. You can't make
what
it.
What time is that?
I'm going straight there from here. I think Coach Cal speaks at 1. He usually talks
so
for close to an hour.
So what do we expect to hear from these guys today? Do we think Cal usually comes into media day with some kind of message? What do you think his message is?
Not sure. No matter what questions people ask, Cal will already have what he's going to say ready. I'm sure he rehearsed it last night. Then we get Brooks and Mintz at the podium.
That's crazy. Then today's media day, I didn't even know.
Well, like you said,
I mean, I know I keep saying this, but I didn't even know. Like, I mean, we used to stop what we were doing for media day.
We would go live from the Coliseum.
And I didn't even know it was today. Yeah.
Make sure the first question you ask is, how do you think Will Levis is doing this year, Coach?
Yeah, we won't do that.
Well, somebody will ask him about football. It'd be interesting to see what
Definitely.
He says. Cause
sure.
I'm sure he's happy, but I'm also sure he's like, hello.
We're here.
We're here, and we're ready. We're nerds. We're wet, and we're very, very upset. Like from Revenge of the Nerds.
Good movie.
Yeah, it is a good
sure,
movie.
Sure, Cal will have a lot to say about last season, maybe a little bit about Tubby. Should be a fun afternoon.
Yeah, Tubby should be. That'll be a big part of what
sure.
he says as well. Who's next?
Todd.
Todd, how are you, Todd?
Hey, guys, enjoy the show. I got two things. Do you think the football team's success is actually good for Cal after last season, taking a little pressure off and not being grilled by all the questions about it? And then my other question is, if you could have a Skippo, we could automatically get a win on one of these last football games, which team would you choose?
I would choose the Mississippi State game just because I think it's the hardest game because it's on the road. I mean, I think Tennessee might be better than Mississippi State, but we're playing them at home. I like our chances when we're at home. So I would say if I got to sort of skip and get an automatic win, plus coming off the bye and all that, I think Ryan and I would choose Mississippi State.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tennessee for just what you said because it's at home. I don't want to lose to Tennessee at home. You can almost kind of every SEC team.
You want to take Tennessee as the win. Do you think that Tennessee game is harder than the Mississippi State game?
Tennessee's offense is playing well. I mean, they're scoring some points. I just, you know, we've lost Tennessee 50,000 times in the last 30 years. I want to make sure you get that win at home.
So you take Tennessee.
I'm taking Tennessee.
What about you?
Yeah, I got to take Tennessee.
But I mean, he's not saying that we wouldn't. He's not saying which one do you want to win more. He's saying which one would you take as a free game? Like you wouldn't even play it.
Yeah. I'd still probably go Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm confident in both, even though how long has it been since they've won in Starkville? I know it's been a
while.
Quite a while.
Yeah,
been
like
a
7 years or
but
something.
But I just think this team is, even though obviously they lost to Georgia, I think they've been playing so well and they'll be ready. They're not afraid of any environment anymore. We keep saying the old Kentucky football. There's a new confidence over there.
As far as the first question about whether or not this takes pressure off Cal, I don't know. I mean, I appreciate the call. I think part of the reason Cal is so good here is he wants it. Like, he wants the spotlight. He wants the attention. He wants the hubba dubba, and so I think I don't know that he prefers not getting attention.
Yeah, I know he's not shy about when being around a microphone, though. I mean, he likes to talk and talk about his team, and
yeah, I think he loves it. I mean, I think honestly, after the COVID year and not having the tournament the year before, I think he's like, you know, I bring it on.
Craving it. Yeah, I think so, too.
By the way, I saw somebody wrote me a Duke fan, or not with a Duke fan. It was like a Gonzaga fan that was like, Kentucky basketball is in the toilet. They haven't made the tournament since 2019. And I was like, you want to talk about the most misleading stat? First of all, there wasn't a tournament in 2020. Had there been a tournament, we would have made it. So that's dumb.
Yeah.
And secondly, 2021, yes, we didn't make it. But, like, that takes the we haven't made the tournament in 1 year and makes it seem like it's three
right.
years by going you haven't made it since 2019.
Yeah, you can't really use that stat against Kentucky, but when we finally get back to the tournament, it will have felt like a long time since we've
seen
one.
That's true. 502-571-1080. By the way, KS Bar has trivia tonight, so come bring your team, get the trivia going as a special thing. In like 3 weeks, I'm doing a trivia.
Coming back.
I'm coming back to it.
Writing your own questions
going
again?
Going out of retirement, going to write the questions.
Yeah.
Carry the three. It's going to be ready to go.
Well, everybody still enjoys it with the gal we got doing it now.
No, he does. He gets a great crowd here. So come to trivia tonight if you like as well. And we'll be here tomorrow again, by the way, right?
Yeah. John O'Drew and I will definitely be here.
I'll be here, too.
Okay.
Who's next?
Johnny Versace.
Johnny Versace, what's up?
Hey, Matt. From what I know about you, any device or implement that cleans cars would be terrifying. So...
You know, that's not very nice. I almost had to clean out the car for our trip to Athens.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to have to do that and so we could all fit.
Like, and then I was like, you know what? We'll rent a car rather than me cleaning.
Rather than clean out your car, you're going to go spend money and rent one.
Rent a car. But go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Matt. I'm a huge fan of the show, listen every day. But I've come to find out my favorite part of the show, without a doubt, is Ryan's disorder where he cannot say a common phrase in the correct way.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, he does it so frequently, it's hard to even keep up with, and it's hilarious every time. And
why do you think that happens?
Over most of them.
I know it's hard, but why do you think that happens, Ryan? Like, you're almost old-timey in the sense of how often you use, like, it's like putting the kettle in the corn, and you're like, and yet you'll say something that's completely not even close to correct.
I have to blame my father. And they call it Velpin Ease. He's from Velpin, Indiana, a town of about 300. And they call it Velpin Ease.
Who,
and I inherited all of his friends, family, Velpin Ease. And I inherited that extreme talent to be
of
able
like,
to do the same thing.
Like screwing up sayings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Velpin Ease.
You do a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of it that I got that
like
from my dad.
Go, you know, you can't always retaliate. Sometimes you have to turn the other face. And you're like, that's not what the saying is.
I was a big fan of Scientific Impossible. Was that yesterday or Monday?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Okay, yeah. That was a really good one.
That was good. Johnny, appreciate the call.
Add salt to the injury.
Add salt to the injury was another yeah. one. Appreciate the call. All right, what do we got? Stock.
Oh, I turned it away because he called about it. Well, I'm just going to have to wing it.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
You know, Stockton Mortgage can be very valuable to you for two reasons. One, refinancing. You know, rates are so historically low, and all the house prices are going up. You got all this equity in your house. Now's the time to call Stockton Mortgage and help you refinance your existing home mortgage. And, of course, if you're buying a new house, you know where you want to go but Stockton Mortgage, man. They're the best. They can help you to make it simple, find the right loan program for you. Matt, will probably, when you finally decide to buy in about 10 years, we'll go to Stockton Mortgage.
I found a house I'm interested in.
Well, let's go. Let's go see it.
Today, because I got to teach this class, but maybe tomorrow.
Okay. All right. We'll do that.
And then
when you find it, before you make that offer, you got to get pre-approved. Stockton Mortgage can do it. It's an easy process. You can go online at Stockton.com. You know, this is their 20th year, so they've been doing it right. They're now in 21 states because they've been growing. Stockton.com.
That was much better than normally when you wing it and you just start, like, talking about, you know, hats.
Pink flamingos.
That hat you have, that's where we're doing our remote, right?
Yeah, Boone Contracting.
That's just right down the street here.
Literally, we could walk to it from here, yes.
So we're doing a remote Friday at Boone Contracting.
Uh-huh, yes.
That's literally right down the road.
Yeah. I got to warn people, there's not a lot of parking. You got to get there early to find some parking out on the street. But you'll be interested in what they can do for you.
What can they do?
Well, they're like in redo your bathroom, redo your kitchen. They're like remodeling. And they're the, like the blue-collar remodelers that do white-collar stuff.
Funny. He's really excited about it, you can tell, because they gave him a hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why he's excited. Yeah. He's like, oh, they gave me a hat. This
so let's go. Boone Contracting.
That's Friday at Boone Contracting. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
You're listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. One person writes, Matt, I say this with love, but the basketball team better not kneel again this year. Or what?
You going to stop watching? No.
I mean, even if you do, like, they'll be all right.
Yeah, and they're still going to probably make a Final Four run.
I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, I actually had somebody tell me that they thought that there was a game earlier in the year that they actually knelt and nobody took the picture, so people didn't even know.
Seriously? Yeah, because there's hardly anybody in the arenas last year.
That's kind of funny to me because it's like, what made you mad is not they did it. What made you mad is that you found out. So, you know, like, that's really what makes you mad is that you found out. They may have done it. They may do it in their free time all the time. But I to answer the question, I don't think that will happen this year because I just think it's a different moment now and people aren't. But, you know, it's like in the NFL. There are still, like, four guys still doing it.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody cares because the media is not paying attention to it. The outrage is not about people doing things. It's about whether or not you find out that they do them.
And it might come up today at Media Day. Someone might even ask them if
they're. That'd be interesting. I bet. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Please don't fall, okay?
I want you to refresh my memory. How'd they do that game that they knelt?
It was like our best game of the year.
And how many games did we win? Nine. It's one of the nine wins, the best game we played all year, huh? Just curious about that.
You okay?
Didn't affect them at all, did it?
Literally.
Did not affect them at all playing the game.
As he was about to make that point, he literally almost fell down.
He did. Yeah. I was confused by what actually happened.
What did you
table
do?
Move
I had my
sitting down.
Feet up here on this little platform and kind of slid it like that.
One person writes, is Drew upset that his boy Kanye changed his name to Yee?
No, and I like Kanye, but he's had a few years of just upstairs.
When's the moment that you give up on someone like that? Like when you're just like, you know, I fell in love with this guy. But I just can't.
I don't know
do
that
it.
I was ever in love with him. I do enjoy.
But
his
you
music.
Did love his music. I mean, there was
no.
A time
I still listen
like,
to his music.
There was a time it was like Drew Ye. I mean, like, is there?
No, I still like his music, but I don't keep up with anything Kanye that's not just hitting.
Can you
play
separate
on songs?
That like completely?
Oh yeah.
Like, let me give you an example. Travis Tritt. I'm a big Travis Tritt guy. I might like Travis Tritt as much as I like any '90s country person. Have you seen the big thing going on with him?
No.
He canceled four shows at places where they said you'd have to take the vaccine to go, one of which was in Louisville. And I was contemplating going to see him in Louisville. And he canceled him. He was like, if you have to take the vaccine, I won't play. And somebody was like, oh, what do you think about that, Matt? I still like Travis Tritt. Like, I disagree with him about that, but, like, to me, I can separate Travis Tritt or Toby Keith or, you know, I hate Jason Aldean, but even if I liked him, like, the political stuff, I can separate it. Can you separate his craziness from the music?
Yeah, but, I mean, like, when he was sleeping in the Georgia Dome, obviously we all knew that was going on, but it's just the non-music stuff I don't pay as much attention to as I once upon a time would.
You know, we had a good conversation about this, about Michael Jackson. We still love his
music. But
that's
different. That's like, that's not beliefs. That's crime. Yeah,
but I still like his music. You know what I mean? I know he's a wizard.
That one's harder. I mean, I still like Michael Jackson's music, but, like, are you good with R. Kelly's music?
Well, I was just about to say, I'm probably not listening to much R. Kelly moving forward.
I think it's different when you're talking about not what they think. Like, I've never understood why anyone that likes, again, back to Kentucky basketball. Like, why, if you like Kentucky basketball, do you care what these guys' political beliefs are? I don't.
Shouldn't.
I don't care at all. Like, I mean, the football team's a perfect example. We were talking to Max, and he was telling us about some people on the football team that have some pretty strong beliefs, the opposite of mine.
Uh-huh.
I don't all of a sudden go, I don't like them anymore.
Yeah.
But it's different when it's crimes like that, don't you think? That's, to me, that's harder.
Yeah, and you've even, you know, said most of the listeners on this show don't believe with you politically, but yet they're still going to listen.
Well, they'll yell at me, but they
but they always listen.
Yeah.
And these guys who say they're not going to go to Kentucky game anymore, that's such bull crap. Of course you're going to watch Kentucky play if you're a fan.
If we're good. It was easy last year to say you weren't watching because we also stunk.
But what did we do that game? We nailed. We won.
Who's next?
Let's go to Joe.
Joe, what's up, Joe?
Hey, man, I wanted to talk about Tennessee fans, but I got called audible. And three things real quick. One, I wonder that texture about the Kentucky basketball team. I wonder if he was one of the guys who said he'd never watched the football team after last summer's march from campus to downtown. Two, Ryan Lemon had a great one yesterday. And he, of course, as only Ryan Lemon could do, he kind of said it sensual. He said, skin off my bone.
He did say skin off my bone. I heard that.
Yeah.
You did. I noticed that on the – I was listening a little bit to the replay, and you did say skin off my bone.
Yeah, I think that is an actual saying, skin off the bone.
I believe it's skin off my teeth, skin off my back.
Well, you don't have skin on your teeth.
Questionable.
It's by the skin of your teeth, though.
Yeah, skin of your teeth.
But skin off my bone, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, you know, the skin on the chicken legs.
I understand, but I don't think that, because you don't have chicken legs. You have actual legs that are different. But go ahead.
Don't ask me how I know this. It's embarrassing. But if based on how Ryan wants to see you do your oral exams today with your class, he'd appreciate the impromptu speakers at speech and debate tournaments. They're typically given a topic.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe one word, like doorknobs or ketchup, and they have about 30 seconds to compose a 3 or 4 minute.
I think it's more than 30 seconds, but they get it.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I think they get more than just a word, but I do think I appreciate the call. They get, like, a topic, and they have, like, an hour or something, or at least that's how it was when I did it. I don't know what it is now, but and then they have to try to come up with something.
You were so good at it because you're such a master debater that people enjoyed.
See, Shannon, you can't hear this over the air. The sort of sadness that came out of Shannon's mouth when he told me that there were 2 minutes left, it was like, we have to deal with this person.
That was disappointment.
That was disappointment. That was. I'm disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in myself,
I'm
actually.
I'm disappointed in you for how happy that makes you.
I couldn't let it go, man. It was right there for me to knock out the bar.
Everyone else lets it go.
Real soft one.
Interesting enough, we all let it go all the time.
I asked someone about skin off my bone, too, not a thing. The person I asked is Google.
One person writes and goes, did you all just murder Max? He was on the show and then he wasn't, and nobody said why.
That's true.
That is true. He had to leave, and we didn't acknowledge he left.
We didn't. Gone. Or maybe he's just been sitting here the whole time with his headphones on and not saying anything.
his mic's turned down.
That is true. He just got up and left, and we didn't even acknowledge he was gone. DonFranklinAuto.com. They will acknowledge you by giving you the best prices on a vehicle that you trade in. Let's say you want to get rid of a vehicle. They're going to give you more than anybody else. $1,000 more.
That's awesome.
On your trade in. And if you want to buy a vehicle and you find a better price, they'll just hand you $100 because that's the kind of guys they are.
Good people.
It's like, you know what? We can't do this for you. We'll give you $100. This guy just came in a minute ago. He gave me a big old bucket of Skittles. They don't do that at Don Franklin, but they give you a big old bucket of savings. That's at Don Franklin and DonFranklinAuto.com, Drew.
Taste the rainbow at Don Franklin.
This was very nice of him.
That's a lot of Skittles,
that
man.
A lot of Skittles. It's going to take me a long. This is not going to help my new health kick. I'm trying to get
this
on.
Those will be gone before you get to Georgia.
They'll say 3 days. Those are gone.
I'm going to maybe give these to my students so that I don't eat all of them today. Hey, thank you guys very much. Come play trivia. Come see us tomorrow. Come have lunch. Just be happy. We'll see you later. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.